You know how everyone's always saying seize the moment? I don't know. I'm kind of thinking it's the other way around. You know, like the moment seizes us.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's constant. The moments, it's just, it's like it's always right now, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Cinema Scumbags Movie Podcast. I'm Seth.
I'm Nick B.
I'm Matt.
I'm Filmy's Nick.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop the clock.
Stop the presses.
The boys are back.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah,
that's it. What the fuck you guys been up to?
Well, we thought it was only right for our 5-year anniversary to bring back the fellas for this special reunion episode.
The OG crew.
What song do we play right now?
This really is the OG crew. There's nobody else.
That's it. No one.
You play, you insert right here, What a Wookie.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Followed by the Bulk and Skull theme.
Well, there's something else we could insert too.
Yeah.
What else?
Last week wasn't a good one.
Second attempt at this old podcast.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you know, maybe you don't follow us and you're shocked to hear the fellas back on an episode. But this is what we're doing, and we've tried this a week ago. We tried recording this. Had some problems, but it's okay.
It's been a while.
We were about, what, hour 45 minutes in?
Yeah.
We were pretty deep.
I decided to drink a little too much. Got a little excited. Put down about 20 fucking keystones.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Then proceed to get up, try to take a piss because I thought I had a window. I fell into the kitchen table.
Nope, just a table.
Moved that across the room, and then I bounced over to the right side of the room onto the bread rack, where I broke a lot of stuff.
I haven't been on an episode in 3 years. Let me get up and take a piss break.
Yeah.
Fall
yeah,
into the bread rack.
What'd you call them? Heirlooms you broke?
Yeah.
From your Egyptian family?
It wasn't good.
Can we insert this clip so the audience can hear this?
Yeah, please, if you guys... I want to know your guys' reaction. Like, what were you thinking? That crash was so fucking loud.
We thought you died.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Nick D falling in a drunken stupor 1 week ago. Roll it.
I think you could tell our reaction when you heard us laughing. I don't think we knew what had happened at
first. We didn't know what happened at all.
Neither did my girlfriend. She thought I was dead.
We heard that. Yeah.
Seems like he gave her quite a scare.
Well, so, Filmies and I are still active on this, but Nick D, it's been a long time. The audience is probably shocked to hear your voice. What's been going on, man?
Well, I'm a dad. It's a lot of work.
Did you happen to watch the Paul Dano classic Too Young to Be a Dad when you found out about your
son? That was they played that in the hospital for us. Right after we signed the paperwork. No, oh they did God. Play some like shitty knockoff something about parental rights or something. But I was like, this is like some fucking Lifetime bullshit like that.
Wow.
Look, There Will Be Blood's okay, but Paul Dano shines at his best and Too Young to Be a Dad.
I prefer him behind the camera.
No Swiss Army Man?
Anyone? Wildlife anyone?
Swiss Army Man?
Okay.
Isn't that getting a Criterion, that Wildlife?
Swiss Army Man?
We saw that in the theater. Didn't we do a video of that?
We did. We did a review of it. I think. That's right. I don't know about you. I think we were both kind of
iffy on it.
Wildlife was good, though, and that is getting a Criterion.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a good one.
So a father. And a
yeah,
man.
Who would have thunk it? I wish it was not one me. Of you guys.
Well, I'm glad it's not.
No, I mean, it's fun. It's just totally different lifestyle, 24/7, doesn't stop.
So you probably don't watch a lot of stuff anymore.
Not as much as I'd like to, but I mean, I still do watch stuff, though.
Toy Story 1,000 times.
Yeah, I was watching Toy Story 4 just about an hour ago. For fucking five.
You were watching
time.
That last time we talked to it. That
I'm never not.
You, you are the father. You are the alpha. You tell him what to watch. Don't let him bully you.
I'm waiting to get that boyhood going though.
Are you taking a Mason Senior approach to fatherhood?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and go to Alaska for a few years, and I'll be back.
Make sure you give him the Black album when he gets old enough.
Yeah.
Now that would be child abuse.
Steer him in the right direction.
Actually, his like dresser where he keeps his clothes and stuff upstairs, the boyhood poster hangs above the dresser.
Ooh.
Ah, wow. Very nice.
Symbolic. Very
nice. A reminder of every day what he'll become. A terrible actor.
Fuck shitty you, photographer.
Fuck you, Claire.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to since I haven't been on the podcast. Not
you,
much else.
That you passed away.
Yeah. Last week, or?
I did and came back.
Matthew.
Well, it's good to talk to you again.
Hi
there. Been a while. Been a while for you, too. What have you been up to?
My brothers.
Hello. Hi. Hi there. talking over each other again. Hey.
Sorry.
We haven't learned anything.
No, of course not. I think it's been about a year.
Third attempt.
Oh, God.
What about a year, Matt, since you told us you were going to take a little 1 month break and then never talk to us again?
Then you went off to bigger things.
Making
movies.
Has it really been that long?
Here's my lip quivers.
I think it's been a year since I was on the podcast. I think, yeah.
Yep.
Or at least made a video. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's probably been almost a year.
We've missed our old friend who abandoned us.
Oh, my God.
For
we hashed that out on the last first reunion episode.
Nobody heard that, so we're doing it again.
I know.
He left us for the elite life.
No, I've just been working a lot, working 60 hours a week, and then trying to do the whole cinematography directing thing. So,
awesome, man.
For those, D-horror movies. But gotta start somewhere.
Still doing the fedora thing?
No, rip, dude. I lost that. Was at the cemetery for, which one was it? We did the video for.
Oh, you mean where you had to climb down the hill to get it?
Yeah, but I didn't lose it there, but that was the last time I saw it.
What? I thought you had several.
So this is what I think. I think, all the other trips, Seth always jokes about, me stealing money from him and stuff. And I think for him to get back, he took the fedora.
I
think you knew how much I wanted it. I think you knew how much I liked it. So
your shitty 7-Eleven Little Rocker cutie fedora.
Oh no!
I was wondering why he was bringing that in on Fridays whenever we could wear casual.
See, there you go.
He told me he got it from somewhere else.
Well, I wanted you to sign it. It'd be like getting Charlie Chaplin's hat or something.
Had the old dirt ring on the back of it. Oh yeah, it was great.
I want people to know I got a prop from the set of Meat Hook Massacre 53.
But it's good to be back. It's good to be, with you guys.
What the fuck are you fooling?
You're counting down the minutes so you can get off here.
We're 10 minutes in. Nice.
10 minutes in, already being bullied.
Just kidding, Matt. Good to see you pursuing a career in film.
You can't even say it.
No, I for real though. It's good to have you back on for the old five years of hell.
I can't take him serious.
I know.
What about you guys? I know everyone else knows, but I ain't talked to you guys. So Arizona,
hot,
still doing the Arizona thing.
So. Biggest regret of my life.
No, really?
No, it's okay.
It's just it's hot. It's gross. It's shitty job.
Expensive.
You know, it's
just say my bank account was looking a lot fatter 3 years ago before I moved out here.
So student loan's still a thing, huh?
Yes.
Damn.
They don't go away. Those things are they stick around.
Wasn't there some hold up with your collections? You ever get the rest of that? I thought it took you like forever to get your collection shipped out to you or something.
Oh, my collection.
Still has them.
Yeah, I've still got like 3 big bins full of Blu-rays 1,700 miles away.
Oh, my God.
It's truly depressing. I never set up a proper movie shelf here. My fucking Blu-rays are in a closet.
Wow.
Same closet I'm going to hang myself in.
like World's Greatest Dad.
Yeah, it sucks. I got my criteria. Well, shit, you don't even know. I don't think you even know about my mom. She sent me like a entire box of my Scream Factory Blu-rays, right?
Connie,
that's her. Bro, yes, I'm telling you, like all my rare shit, you know, like it was an expensive-ass box of movies.
Oh, no.
I had the tracking number. I get home after work. My package isn't there. It says it is, but it's not. I think, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
Man, I was pissed. I started getting all depressed. So then my roommate at the time, I was living with him, he was walking his dog up at the park. He calls me, dude, get my gun and come up here now.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? He goes, I found your movies.
What the fuck?
Seriously, like, for a second, I felt like a badass. I grabbed his gun, put it in my pocket. I'm like, this is it.
Travis Bickle.
I walked up to the park, and these two fucking crackhead bums had all my Scream Factories laying out on a picnic table.
Heated.
That's the truth. I got them all back, though.
So, like, what's the conversation, you know, when you come up with a gun in your pocket and asking for your Blu-rays back?
I was torqued. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what do you guys go around stealing fucking packages? Oh, no, we just got this from some guy. They were fucking going around grabbing shit, trying to sell it, you know?
Wow.
So I got really lucky, but holy fuck.
So was anything damaged?
Nope, I got everything back.
Well, wow.
And I think that was everything in the box, because I put everything back in, and the box was full, so...
That would only happen to you.
In my head I was thinking, oh... Fuck my rare slips.
My Scream Factory
slips. My skin slips.
My diabetes shoes.
So after that, I said, Mom, quit sending shit out here because there's a bunch of fucking crackheads around here.
Do you have a safe spot now?
That's what I was going to ask. Do you have, deliveries? Shelf or anything? Oh.
Well, I did at my other apartment. Now I got to figure something out. But fuck, all my shit's got stolen. I had a Billy Corgan vinyl that was lifted off my porch. Fucking bullshit.
You might as well just get to the post office so you can pick it up there, right?
Or get a P.O. box or something.
Just ship it to work.
Yeah, it's worth the peace of mind to just go pick it up, you know, because you can't. There's fucking dirt bags out here.
Fucking terrible.
There's dirt bags everywhere.
Well, especially here, buddy. You got to talk about, you know, once you guys actually put a post up about us doing the 5-year, like, I thought. The comments and stuff from everybody was pretty sick that they still remember some of that old shit.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, you guys were this is how we built the show. I mean, Filmies and I still do it, but, you know, there's definitely more of a good vibe, I think, when the classic fellas are on with the classic bits.
Extra personalities.
Yeah.
We had it all. We were stars.
No, no, sounds I don't like think
a,
we were.
That sounds like we a Corey from, Feldman thing.
We went from 200 views to 150.
Yeah, we did. Didn't we pay Corey Feldman $5 for a shout out?
We did.
Speaking
poor guy
of,
was raped.
For $5. Yeah. Speaking of, did Seth was showing me it, but did you guys see that live stream they did with all the Goonies?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That was pretty, it was pretty sick. I don't even, like, I don't really care for the movie as much as you guys do, but just to have all them together and then bring in the Fratellis and Chris Columbus, Steven Spielberg, it's pretty cool. Wish well, they did course, that for more things.
Corey Feldman's got to fucking plug his shitty doc.
Yeah, you could feel the awkwardness in the chat when that happened.
Hey, so, did you guys hear about my doc when Corey Haim got his ass lubed up with Crisco?
By what was it, Charlie Sheen on the set of Lucas?
On the set of Lucas.
They're hacking us in real time. Oh my god.
Fuck.
Well, speaking of those comments, Nick D, we did get quite a few questions. So if
that's
you guys,
the most I've ever seen people engaged on any post.
Yeah. We need to get you guys on more often.
That's like a one-off.
Yeah.
That's like, sure. One's enough for me.
I gotta ask Dustin.
You guys having a plan around my fucking shit. Feel bad. Sorry.
That's all good, brother.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you again. Good to be friends with you again, buddy.
Ah, fuck you.
Nothing's changed.
You ate the Reese's and it ended there.
Oh, we'll get into that, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry.
No. <yeah. laughs>
You a goat?
Jokes aside.
Are you a goat? All right, let's go. We got Timmy.
Hurry up before he starts drinking.
We gotta get it going.
Timmy D'O'Brien. Is Seth still an evil wizard, and is Kyle Bauer still a terrible filmmaker?
Evil wizard.
I don't remember the evil wizard bit, but to the second question, yes.
He was never anything but.
Didn't you have to sit through part 8 of his short film or something?
That's where my film, that's where my acting career started, with my appearance in History of the Universe Part 6.
Oh, wow.
That was when it started, huh?
Let's be honest. To those guys, that was like getting Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks Down syndrome.
to those guys, it was like getting the kid from Peanut Butter Falcon.
Tom Hanks wore a fucking Nike flat bill backwards.
More accurate.
And the same North Face shirt every day.
He's got some new clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
If they don't get stolen off the porch.
So what, did you just like film your own clip and give it to them to put in that thing?
Yeah, that's how they make all the best films.
So what was this clip? Were you in your apartment or...
Yeah, I think he was like in front of his door or something, isn't it?
It was me in my apartment filming with my front-facing camera on my iPhone 4.
Oh my god.
Welcome to the history of the universe.
Sounds like a Blu-ray update.
Yeah, that's what it was.
How's it?
What are those? Okay.
Call me Robbie now, please.
Y'all gotta quit.
Well, Matt's one I prefer to hang out with.
We made up with that guy. I will talk about it later.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, Garrett Mann, 68. What's Matt's deal with Zachary Ty Bryan?
Oh.
Can we talk about the other day whenever Seth's in it in the fucking text?
I had a long day at work, and for some reason I was really feeling like watching the Sinbad classic First Kid on Disney Plus, and there popped up Zachary T girl.
He's terrible in that too.
But is he good?
No. Fucking butt.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I like that movie, though. I did rewatch that recently, too.
So do I. Did you know the main kid, Brock Pierce, went on to found a bunch of Bitcoin shit and then molested kids?
Shut up. Really?
I didn't.
Only you would.
Wow.
Brock Pierce, he's actually worth like fucking $400 million. He's worth a shit ton of money, but...
I prefer Bradley Pierce.
He groomed some kids with liquor and his cock.
Well, you know, that happens in the industry these days.
That's true.
I've heard. Kevin
That's show
Spacey.
Business, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Matt, what's your
so
deal?
So I get to relive this another 10 times. Okay.
Nightmare?
This nightmare, yeah. No, long story short, I had an ex-fiance, and when she, before I dated her, she went on a couple dates with him. So, you know, he was kind of like the other guy, if you will.
Wow.
I just don't like his acting. I think he's a piece of shit, but, you know.
Was this before or after he was in Tokyo Drift?
I don't know what year that was.
Well,
you should have just beat him to death with a Binford hammer.
He was in that Carrie remake too, not the one with Chloe, whatever. But there was another Carrie.
Oh my god, another one.
Carrie two or something.
Yeah, there was like I think there were a couple before.
Oh, the Rage.
I think there were a couple
That's
before that Chloe one.
He's in that one.
Which
Chloe? Chloe won it.
Talk about a shitty actress.
She's got those DSLs, though, and that's good enough for me.
She does. It just doesn't work for Carrie, though, because she's
not unfuckable. Like Sissy Spacek.
Her best work is Kick-Ass.
That's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's an agreement.
I mean, I'm a more movie 43 guy myself.
Yeah.
You would be.
You still like that one.
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's see. Regular Zach, did you guys ever think this would last 5 years? Zach, a.k.a. Zach Film Guy from the streams. And to follow that up, we had another one from Michael Groves. Did you think the podcast would go this far?
These are two guys that have, I'm pretty sure, have listened since the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I know both of these names, definitely.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, when we first started it was so awful. If you go back and listen, if you can find those. I mean, it's just ass.
Very vulgar.
When we first started the idea of podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at the beginning, probably not. But by the time we were in like 30 or 40 episodes, like felt like it was going to go pretty long.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
once we
yeah.
started meeting up and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you know, we were doing it every week. And you know, it's gone through its ebbs and flows, but it's still fun.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever, like, a clear plan. We did it until we didn't think it was fun anymore. Or we still do it until we don't think it's fun anymore.
Well, I know, like, Filmies and I talk like this anyways in person, so why not record it for an hour every couple weeks, you know?
Right.
Right.
And that's kind of, that's how it spawned anyway, right? Because we would just bullshit and talk
it's
shit.
Like, the same shit that we were doing anyways. We just
like,
decided
why
to
not,
record it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not just have people listen and, you know, they can kind of come in on the conversations with us in a way.
But I agree, those first episodes, so just filthy.
I could hear, like...
we don't have the first one, right?
I don't know if those are out there anywhere or not.
I couldn't find it on the YouTube channel anyway. The earliest one was like 16, I think, or something like that.
Shit.
Wow. I think the earliest we have on iTunes is like 7, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That was when we were all recording with earbuds into our phone.
Yep.
Yeah, not good. Yep. But it gave us a jumping off place to progress and get better.
Yep, everybody get a snowball or you're out.
Even though I wasn't really involved, I was just a special guest for a while.
$800 worth of Criterions? Or snowball?
I knew I should have taken that exit on the highway and fucking went to Sam Amish.
Sam Amish.
And done what?
Sam Amish.
Sounds like a city from like the Hocus Pocus 2.
No, isn't that the Halloween thing?
I was kind of envisioning a thing like, you know, when Ray Liotta walks across the street, Goodfellas, and hits the guy with a pistol.
I really didn't like the way you guys were treating Evan, mate.
Fuck off.
Oh, you mean the one side you heard? We won't get into that. That's
no.
It's okay, let's see.
Emergency fucking stream, mate.
That's Nick D.
I know, but that's how we would say it.
Emergency stream.
Say what you want, but one of my finest accomplishments is making all those fucking guys quit YouTube, so I win.
I win. Let's see, Stromy's been around. Stromy's been around the block, too.
Long time hockey guy, pro.
Yeah, he's like a coach.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Our coach, he's involved with his team somehow, but
this guy cool.
Nice. Yep. Well, he asked a couple. Well, one is, he's got a couple here. Can I get a woot woot from all of you?
Woot woot. Fago.
Woot woot. Fago kit.
Fucking magnets. How do they work? And then when, how did you guys first meet?
Oh, who wants to take that one?
I mean, I think we talked about it on the first attempt.
So. Go ahead, Nick D. Take it. The audience wants to hear you.
Yeah.
I think, Filmies, you said I commented on your videos probably pretty early on before. I feel like a lot of us had started actually, like, Google Hangouting or whatever the hell you'd...
I started the Bluetooth craze. Nick D. followed.
What?
Yep.
Sorry, like, Seth. Yeah, I never heard of you before.
That's how I heard it, too. Yeah.
Unreal.
But, see, Seth thinks different. Three people think opposite.
Well, like I said, from my recollection, and I would watch Seth's videos, did a Blu-ray update from his door, showing off Nightmare on Elm Street, I believe, with backwards hat on.
That was about 100 pounds ago.
Yeah, you were skinny back then, bud.
We all were. Yeah.
I know you're still growing.
I'm a fat boy.
But, no, and I was like, wow, I think I could do this. And then I did. And then I met Matt because he commented on one of my videos doing a Blu-ray update when there was a community still.
Community.
And I was showing off Nebraska.
Oh,
remember this, Matt?
Vaguely.
In the comments, I think you're like, Nebraska's overrated. Something really snobby. Really annoyed me at the time, you know.
It's not my favorite Alexander Payne movie, but, you know, hey.
I like Downsizing.
Ooh.
But I'm pretty sure we kept a relationship. You commented on my videos. I would do the same on the Me Likes Movies.
Oh, that's right. Remember that video where he's eating grape licorice?
That's right.
So that was the grape licorice
phase. How do you remember that?
The wild berry Skittles phase.
Well, I have autism, so.
But yeah, then we started doing the Google Hangouts. I don't know when we got Filmies in. It was just like a bunch of random people from the community.
Yeah.
Well, but I remember like the first time Matt hopped in, he was doing it from his parking garage at his apartment in his car.
Yeah.
And bad
then,
memories.
We'd always try and get Seth to come on because
that was like the I main said, goal.
He was a celebrity.
That's right. Feels good to hear.
That you were
at least
a celebrity?
He fucking thought.
You know what they say, never meet your heroes.
Yeah. You should have listened to that one.
I agree.
Wow. But no, yeah, we would get Seth in, and everyone would be like, oh my god, Seth. Because he had a lot of subs at the time for a Blu-ray collector.
4,000, baby. That's 4K. True.
How many did you have?
4K, baby.
Cool.
So, yeah.
4,000.
At the time, I thought you only had like two.
Oh, probably.
Anyone else have any memories of first impressions?
I remember you commenting on my videos. Let me think back to this time in my life.
There was a group of about 40 fucking virgins that live streamed every night. And, you know, there was like five guys worth talking to, so we broke off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then eventually I was volunteered to go on the trip to L.A., and we actually went on a trip. We didn't talk about it.
Well, that's that was the thing. We wanted to go now. We didn't want to wait until 2027 to go to Vegas.
That's right.
Until boys were of age.
Or with, like, picture? 30 people, either. Oh, the one that was, like, they kept changing and adding people.
How could you not remember that?
It was some weird cult-like thing.
Sorry, I don't want to wait for Paul to turn 30.
I hope some people listening this are have been here a while.
Fucking hell, mate. Paul's 12 now. We'll get to Vegas when he's 40.
Yeah, so that was the inception of the Scumbags podcast.
How many did we do before we actually went, or you guys came to LA? Like one or two?
It wasn't very many.
We did
more than two, right?
Yeah,
one
or two, right? I think it was around that seven mark, because I'm pretty sure that when Evan didn't come out, he wasn't on the podcast anymore.
That was it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because you guys came out in April, I think. From what I remember.
Yeah, I think it was. Like 5 years ago.
It was shortly after that where
the
guy was done.
I had to rent a hotel because I wasn't welcome.
Sorry, you
can't. You were welcome the first night.
Yeah, you can stay the first night, but you gotta go.
I don't know. I just don't trust him.
It was that awkward situation where we'd probably finish a movie, and then they'd all kind of be like, "All right, filmies, we're gonna go to bed." So
watch it, Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's why I have a sour taste on my mouth for that film.
You gotta go. You gotta go to your hotel now.
Sorry,
we're gonna go to sleep now.
This is Seth. He's like, showed up with $200, and then now I have 80. What the fuck happened?
After he spent it.
Well, you know, I forgot all about that, and I got fucking PTSD flaring up.
I don't need your money.
I don't know, bud.
He says Matt's going to get it for a quick fix.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's where the drug addiction...
See this picture? See this picture of her? It's right after I fucked her.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Neat, pal.
Cool.
So that's it.
Well, we've got another question here from Michael. What's one movie you believe is overrated but people love?
Rocko.
What's the start? Because I know.
Big Lebowski. Ooh,
who said Tree of Life?
Nick D.
You think that shit sucks?
Yeah.
Two idiots.
Amen, brother.
Two idiots that don't understand film.
Why didn't you like it? It's about fatherhood.
I don't know, man. Makes you fall asleep every time.
Well, yeah, it's a transcendental meditation sort of film.
It's trans, all right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's transitioning somewhere.
Oh, I got an idea. Let's put Sean Penn in a suit, and then we'll film him spinning around in the desert, and we'll put it in the Criterion Collection.
Let's have Tom Hanks play a person with the mind of a 13-year-old.
Spit it out, buddy.
Yeah. Let's have a boy make a wish and then grow big and then grow small again and have sex with a woman.
That's a fantasy film. It's marketed as a fantasy family film.
and Tree of Life isn't. That's why
let's shoot this shot with Jessica Chastain and we'll have her float in the air because it means something.
Well, not every shot has to mean something.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck you.
And that's a throwback to Sleepy Hollow because... Emmanuel Lubezki shot it, so.
It made me sleepy, all right.
That was a good one.
Why don't you explain to me what Tree of Life is about? There's dinosaurs running around. And
yeah, so what's it about?
Yeah, tell us.
Well, it's about the inception of the universe and nature versus grace. It's about...
What YouTube video did you get that from?
And just watch the movie, you'll figure it out.
Did Chris Fuckman tell you that?
I can't even keep up anymore. I'm trying to figure out who burped.
Oh, it was me.
What are other overrated movies? Anybody think of anything else?
Big Lebowski, Dumb and Dumber.
Rocky.
Oh my god.
The Incredibles, The Matrix.
What? The Matrix is not overrated. It's dated.
It's...
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. It's stupid.
So who directed that? The Wachowski brothers, the Wachowskis, or the Wachowski sisters?
Well, the bearded up greasy men then.
It's whatever they felt like at the time.
Big Lebowski is not overrated, you dope.
Tell me what it's about.
It's pretty straightforward, buddy.
No shit. That was the joke, pal.
Dark Knight.
Oh my god.
That's what I want to bring up. I was telling these guys earlier, back in the day on the episodes, we used to do recast a film. And Seth was doing the Dark Knight. He says, Christian Bale out, James Vanderbeek in. Oh, I think it's a classic Scumbags line, though.
I forgot all about that. Well,
that's forgettable.
It's forgettable.
I stick with that.
It was hilarious.
What were the other ones? I did like...
Oh, you did The Godfather.
With oh, Max. Yeah. The Godfather. No, it wasn't to make it better. It was just I would cast midgets like Vern Troyer and Warwick Davis and call it 3'6" Mafia.
You have Peter Dinklage as Vito Corleone.
Yeah. That's
rest
genius.
In peace, Vern.
Yeah, rest, love your YouTube channel.
And Matt did Rocky and just made it horrible.
Made it horrible. It is horrible.
It could only go down from whatever Matt gives it.
It was pretty funny, though. Some of those older segments we would take shots at.
Classic.
Love it.
Classic.
Classic Scumbags.
Let's see here. RJ Coast. Please tell us if I'm saying that wrong. I feel like I have been this whole time, but...
Well, he's only been commenting for 5 years, so...
I feel like he would have said by now.
Yeah.
It just feels wrong. What has Matt and Nick D been up to? And congrats to Matt for kicking the heroin habit.
Aw. Oh, thanks. My arms are healing up nice.
That's a reoccurring joke I didn't think would stick.
He's getting tattoos over his old marks.
What, love and hate?
Love it. Hi, I like Night of the Hunter.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of the talk of them remaking it?
No, just stop. They don't need who to do ruin you think, it.
Who do you think could play Mitchum?
Dane DeHaan?
How early of a Goblin. Night of the Hunter is this going to be?
I have no clue. I stopped reading after the title.
I don't
the
want
title.
Them to do it at all. Terrible.
Once was enough for that film.
I thought you liked it, Seth.
I do like it. Just sticking it up, bud.
It's boring black and white. I don't know.
He's got tattoos on his knuckles.
There's only one good black and white film, and it's Clerks.
Amen,
Clerks
brother.
Is great.
There's only one good black and white film, and it's half of Room 240.
12 Years a Slave.
What?
240.
It's black.
12 Years a Slave?
Oh, I get it now.
Just forget it.
Took me a second there, bud. Your humor is well beyond my IQ.
It is a classless joke. For a peanut brain.
You should make a joke
ginger.
About a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Burn to orange black. Burn to orange black.
Ah, fellow Pumpkins fan. What's up, brother?
Love the podcast as always. Thanks for 5 years of entertainment and laughs.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate always love to hear that.
Thank you, sir.
Nick Kos, Costantino. Favorite moment or joke from the podcast over the years? Good to see y'all still kicking. That's tough.
There's so many, for real.
I don't know if it's pretentious, but I think our stuff's funny. Like, I laugh genuinely when I go back and listen to stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it is funny. I always wonder if it's... I think it's funny because it's me saying the shit, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I laugh more what you guys say than anything, but... I think it's funny, but...
It's like some of the stories are so classic. I always have to bring it up. Seth was doing the Charles Lee Ray curse on his little brother. And his mom walks in and... It was just bad news.
Slap the
We have to insert that.
Oh God, yeah.
Wasn't
and
there
then
Nick? Didn't you drop a coffee pot on your brother's head or?
Oh, crock pot.
Crock pot.
Thought I killed him.
Thought I killed him.
Thought you were dead.
Yeah, I thought I killed him.
What about Matt seeing his dad's dick at Dodger Stadium?
Oh, that's right.
That's why I hate baseball.
First and last time he's been to a sports event.
Yep. First and last time.
Matthew, you want to go see the Dodgers again?
It was a trough.
Ew, I couldn't even piss in there if I wanted to.
I'd have to go to a stall.
It's the worst.
I don't want boys looking at my dick.
Boys?
This would have been men in this situation.
They're all boys.
I don't want boys looking at my cock.
Get away, boys.
I was talking about also earlier how we used to do the game shows. It was like movie quotes. Guess the movie quote.
Those were the best.
Like supermarket sweep themes going.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, those are the best.
And what was it, Matt? I did like a Shawshank quote.
You asked the what movie is Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying from?
And we all know Days of Confused.
Yes, that's like Days of Confused.
Days of Confused.
And then I don't remember what the question was, but you blurted out goat at one point too.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I think it was like, what did the T-Rex in Jurassic Park eat?
Oh my god. Goat.
Good old scumbags trivia. Hey, Matt Zion, it's time for some trivia. Yeah.
What the?
All right.
What am I doing here?
I don't know if I'm okay.
Can we do a food challenge instead?
We'll save that talk for the worst of the podcast.
Was that the Bulk and Skull theme song?
Yeah, classic.
It might have been that one.
My favorite moment, all like comedic shit aside, just the best moment on the podcast was at its highest, was the Joe France interview, man. That was great. Oh,
yeah,
that was.
I'm super proud of that, even though the common person doesn't know who Joe France even is. But
it was very proud of that. Awesome.
Yeah,
I listened to it earlier. The was the episode 50, where it's like the best of the scumbags. But the intro you made for the Joe France episode.
Oh, dude, I love that shit.
So good.
That was, I don't know, at that point when we were doing that, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. You know, hearing this guy tell like firsthand stories of, you know, Bam and Ryan Dunn and all that shit. It was pretty cool. And Filmies had a chance to get us in the crew and fucked it all up.
No, not true. He was in Tucson, which is 2 hours away. It wasn't like he was in my backyard, so.
If you needed dad living here at the time, then we would have done it. Because I would have said, we're fucking going.
Well, yeah, if I had somebody to go with me, but can you imagine how beta I would look walking up trying to... trying to be like, hey, I'm the guy that you talked to on a podcast that one time.
Hey Joe,
Mr. France.
Does this bar have Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Is there hard coffee here? Pabst Blue Ribbon?
I'm France Joe, and you're a fucking pussy.
Hello, Joseph. How are you?
I don't remember if you guys remember this or not, but
do you have
at one point he was hitting me up on... like Facebook Messenger for technical questions.
Oh, shit.
About some like audio or something.
He did like a live stream or something, right? And you hit him up or.
I don't remember what happened, but I was at some bar like getting fucked up and he called me. And I just I was like, oh yeah, YouTube it.
See? Nick D fucked us over too.
Well, that's because he did call his appearance on our podcast the best Joe France interview. So
that's right. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It was great. Pretty cool. That was
episode 32.
And Filmies and I haven't been able to get a guest on since.
Did you guys try?
We hit our peak at 32.
I tried to reach out to Aaron Schwartz. He hasn't even read it yet.
Yeah, can't even get Jerry fucking Gardner to join the podcast.
He's busy making docs with Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
can we get Michael Oliver on the show or something? Shit.
What the Patrick Brock Price Pierce. Episode? I thought that wasn't bad.
Oh yeah, that was solid.
That is a good episode.
Yeah,
so, I don't think I ever saw Creep 2, and I think Creep 3 is like happening.
Creep 2 is pretty great. Decent.
Yeah,
I haven't seen.
Was that the one you weren't on, Seth, or you did go on it?
I wasn't on that. I wasn't there for the interview.
That's right.
Oh really?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember that.
I think I was.
Yeah, because you were freaking out at that point. That you had to do it.
Was that when you were moving or something?
No, I think I was starting a new job.
Oh.
And I was like super...
The printer one?
I didn't, oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't talk in the chat for like 2 weeks.
A couple things that come to mind. They're nothing big or anything, but I liked our attempt to try and publicize the Criterion contest where we were just flubbing through our words and Matt's like... Anderson? Jones? Malik?
Yeah, that was and pretty great.
Matt's ever shown.
Yeah, that's it.
And Seth's like, four winners? Enter.
Enter.
What did he say?
Enter.
But one my brother brings up to me a lot that he found really funny was when we were talking about Rick and Morty, and you just say, if you like Rick and Morty, you probably have body odor.
Well... I stick by that statement.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
You've still never seen it.
Pickle Rick doesn't really do it for me comedically.
Yeah, I'm into women.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. So
I think that does it for that question. Got a few more here. Got a one from Instagram and then a couple voice ones. So congrats on 5 years, guys. Kind of a strange question, thanks. But what would your dream film look like? Who would direct? What genre? Who would star? Who would play a supporting act? Plus any other personal elements you'd want. Mm. That's from Mitchie D25.
It's a good question.
Well, we've had, what, 2 or 3 weeks to figure it out now?
Tarantino, Brad Pitt, Leo.
It's already been done.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I like it.
Give me a Wes Anderson horror film.
Yikes.
What's wrong with that?
He's just not very good, man.
Well, when your favorite film of his is Life Aquatic, I can see why you think that.
Oh, I like Wes. I like him a lot.
I don't know who'd be in it.
That would be interesting.
Give me a Dustin Hoffman.
Hoffman.
Ryan Gosling.
Ooh, I got mine now.
And Keir Gilchrist? I don't know. That'll probably get set to see.
Ooh.
I'd be okay without Keir, but whatever gets set to watch it.
Okay. Now this one is a good one. Quentin Tarantino. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
In the sequel to Donnie Darko.
Oh. Okay.
There's already been one.
But not directed by Tarantino.
Come on, Matt.
Didn't Donnie die?
Did he?
Well, you can change anything.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Did he? How do you know?
I've watched that movie 50 times, and I'm not sure what's going on in it.
Time travel.
Seems like you know a lot of what's going on in films.
Oh, is that what it seems like?
I don't get Tree of Life.
Well, that movie's just a fucking pile of shit.
What, you didn't get Halloween?
I didn't get Halloween.
The remake?
I got that.
The McBride remake? Dave Gordon Green classic?
There we go. A man with taste.
Count me in for a proper Donnie Darko sequel.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it? The first one is pretty depressing.
Well, you're pretty depressing.
Very true. <Yeah.
laughs> It's one of Patrick Swayze's best performances.
It is.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, too.
I'm not afraid anymore.
Go back to China, bitch.
Racism.
Shut up.
Do you have that, Danny, do you guys have that Era video set of that film?
No.
Yes,
no.
Sir.
Filmies doesn't
have
it?
Deluxe set? Do you have the one that's got like the big set with all the discs?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a big box set.
That shit's worth bank, bro.
I was holding out in hopes that it would eventually go down, and it's only gone up.
I think I got it for like $40.
Yep. Now it's like fucking way overpriced out of print.
It's like 90 on Amazon right now.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, I guess it's not that big of a profit, but it's
still pretty good.
I wouldn't pay. Remember, I'd pay 90 for it.
Remember when we all paid like $100 for the Her?
Yep.
Steelbook.
And Matt fell off his fucking shelf and
Yep.
Oh no.
Dented as fuck.
Well, at least we got the real ones.
I know. Remember all those nerds?
Oh, that's right. Pen? How many Mine versions
like
was it? It was
like with the fucking ink pen.
There was, I think, just two, but there was one that was it just not numbered at all or numbered higher?
You have to
get
the official Kimchi DVD numbered edition, okay? If yours doesn't have the credit card on the back with the number...
It didn't count. Sorry.
You don't got it.
We were all... I remember we'd be like, dude, you got a better number than me.
Remember Plain Archives?
That's when we had no worries in life.
I do. I bought the master, and then I never bought another one.
All the fucking Plain Archives.
Did you ever watch that? Because I don't think you had last time I was around.
I did. It was a chore.
Oh, no, dude. The master's great.
I give it another watch because I really like Boogie Nights and Phantom Thread, and you know, I give it another whirl.
The processing scene in that movie, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Joaquin, probably my top like 10 scenes the past 10 years.
Yes, okay, so okay.
Really good.
I prefer great. Philip Seymour and Patch Adams, but that's just me.
Oh. I prefer his performance in Along Came Polly.
Wow.
Anyway.
As you
off on
saying.
A tangent.
Yeah. Matt,
oh, I got one.
Opinion
okay.
on anything?
I got one ready. Zach Braff.
Oh.
Doing a coming of age with Emma Roberts and Ben Mendelsohn as her dad.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Yep.
I thought you were gonna say it's about him what? Picking up younger chicks.
Forget Ben Mendelsohn. Let's just get Eric Roberts.
only cost you $5,000 for a day.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'll work with him. I'll work with him soon.
Did you fellas know that Eric Roberts is an Academy Award nominee?
For what?
For what? Pope Greenwich Village?
No.
Dark Knight?
Runaway Train with John Voight.
Oh.
Good wow. song.
They're just giving those to everybody these days.
So before you bash on Eric Roberts again, remember he's nominated for an Oscar and he's also great in the Mr. Brightside video.
Yeah, and remember that Suicide Squad is an Oscar-winning film.
Suicide Squad. But yeah, tell me you wouldn't want to watch that movie.
Are we some kind of
Suicide Squad?
What was it? Didn't I know I'm thinking of Matt's version of his Tards.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, was Matt making fun of like Suicide Squad or something? But no, it was like a Police Academy ripoff.
Yeah, with Lester Michael, Beetlejuice Green.
Yep,
Michael Berryman.
Still trying to get that going. Michael Berryman, by the way, like he gives his phone number out. You can just like call him.
Nice.
Well, you launch that Indiegogo for your film. Take the funds and just hire those guys.
There we go.
Yeah,
he'll be the he'll
Clint
be the
Howard
blood beast.
Get...
Oh, that's right. You're gonna work with Clint Howard, aren't you?
Did you say Clint
Howard?
The ice cream man himself.
Your ice cream
God,
man hero.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm excited. Dude, well,
love that guy.
If we ever get through the COVID, the Rona.
I prefer really his good. Work in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I like him in Backdraft.
Oh fuck!
Did you ever
I'd
watch
rather,
that?
I'd rather have my back waxed.
Dude, I've tried 10 times. I can't get 10 minutes into it.
For anyone that listened back in the day, this was an ongoing thing for pretty much the entire podcast. That you know, whenever I was still on.
Oh, I know.
What were they? Who plays two characters in that movie? Is it Alec Baldwin?
Oh my! Kurt Russell plays his dad and
Billy Baldwin,
the son.
What was Ron Howard and gang on a budget for that movie? They couldn't just cast two different actors. I don't get it.
Yeah,
now.
Just cast his son.
Yikes!
It's just depressing.
Of all the
I really
films,
wish you would have finally done it by now.
Of all the films for you to defend till the death, I
yeah.
don't get that one.
Backdraft.
De Niro,
Backdraft's
Kurt Russell,
one.
Donald Sutherland
having sex Ooh. On top of a fire engine,
firehouse.
Oh my god! But she looked so fucking good back then.
Was it Jennifer was Jason Leigh?
Yeah.
Ooh,
man. Well, you know, De Niro was also in Dirty Grandpa. So.
Yeah, I saw that piece of fucking shit.
But The Irishman. Oh my god. Ooh.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Can we? That was masterpiece in word.
Yeah,
you know it, brother.
Fucking loved it.
Matt, have you carved some time in your
I did watch
that.
That yeah no, I liked it a lot. I no masterpiece for me though, sorry.
Great review.
Sorry.
I don't think you fucking watched it.
I watched
why
the
is
first,
it a masterpiece
within the first week or two that it came to Netflix? Yeah,
it's probably
I liked
storyboarding
it a
lot. So he couldn't watch it fully.
Hope to see you back on Letterboxd, bud.
I am.
Oh, I thought I've only seen one film logged in the past 2 years.
That's the one I've only watched.
Wow, and you picked Bad Education.
Yeah, no,
why didn't you log the Irishman?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, recently. Like, I just got back on there, like, within the week. I was like, let me go re-get this app, see what everyone's watching.
Okay.
Nothing of substance.
God, I want to join the Mafia.
What?
Oh my god. God, I want to be a made man.
God, I want to be Hoffa.
Did it, how much did it bother you guys, the, you know, the de-aging effects? It only did for me the first, you know.
That didn't bother me at all.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more, old friend.
Yeah, not
much. I don't
know
if you guys saw, after it came out, like, people had released videos, and the shit looked like 100 times better than what the movie did.
Yeah, like deepfakes.
Yeah, those deep fakes. I was like, "Oh my, why didn't they have these people do it?"
I know, it's pretty amazing. Which is, but like,
because they were inventing it. That's why.
Oh,
yeah.
I agree, though. Like, it's distracting for the first 5 minutes or so, but then you just forget about it. I mean, at least that was the case for me. It didn't take anything away from me.
Yep.
So, is it good enough that you'll pick up the crate, Matt?
Oh yeah, for sure. No,
it's a long one.
Criterion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they announced that and Marriage Story, but Marriage Story has been officially announced.
Ooh,
wow. So I'm sure it's coming within the next few months.
I've been out of the BlueTube community for a while.
BlueTube?
Thank God.
Good for you. And I mean that sincerely.
It's for the best.
Definitely want to own that, though.
Well, got some voice questions here, so why don't we just jump right into these.
Hell yeah. Boop, boop.
What's going on, guys? This is Ryan. I go by Taxi Driver 207 on Instagram. I've called you guys a few times before. Man, I just gotta say, I appreciate you guys doing this episode. I mean, really, I'm sure I'm speaking for all the fans, you know, when I say that. And make no mistake, you know, you guys never blew up, your channel never got huge, but you guys have a ton of fans, there's no doubt about it. And personally, to me, you guys are one of the few podcasts I can listen to because you guys are genuine. You know, there's no bullshit. You guys are just real. And, you know, losing Nick D and Matt along the way, you know, kind of sucked just because I felt like the dynamic was so great. But you guys put out so much content in 2016. I mean, how did you not get sick of each other 3 months into the year? I mean, maybe it was too much too fast.
Well, we did.
I don't know, but you guys were, you know, everywhere then. You know, I get sick of my friend after talking to him for 10 minutes. I don't know how you guys keep doing it. You know, some of my favorite episodes over the years, it's been you guys talking about, like, your personal life. I think that's what makes any great podcast. Seth, when he moved to Phoenix, hilarious episode. You know, Matt going through, you know, the drug addiction rehab thing.
Drugs again.
Nick D and some of these Nick as well. I mean, amazing stories throughout the years. So I appreciate everything you guys have been doing. I even I tweeted, I think, Nick D a few years ago. I drove cross country and I went to the Dark Hour location. I mean, it was just me and a couple homeless people there. I understand, like, that move now, but I mean, really, I love that short film. And I mean, we gotta talk about Sunrise, no? Is it too sensitive of a topic? I'd love if you guys discuss it. You know, we haven't heard from Nick D really on here since 2017. You know, it just kind of vanished. Life happens, I get it. But for the fans, man, you guys gotta talk about that experience. Because, you know, we've heard some stories here or there and it sounds funny. But anyway, I'll let you guys continue on. I'm starting to sound like Filmy's Nick doing a scumbag of the week. I love you guys. Keep going at it. Peace
out. Fucking great.
Wow. That was great.
Amazing.
I'm choking up over here.
What was the gentleman's name?
the gentleman's name
his name is Ryan. He goes by Taxi Driver 207.
We can't go wrong, Mr. Bickle.
Thank you, Ryan.
That was a great question, though.
Yeah, Mr. Pickle Rick.
Incredible call. Thank you.
So where do we start with that one? I mean, there's a lot to talk about here. A
lot to unpack. Should we talk about the Sunrise shoot?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Nick D, your film, why don't you go ahead and break it down a little bit?
Okay, well,
the people want to hear you.
This is where I found out that I can't write. My dialogues wasn't good. No, in all realness, I think I've said it a million times, bit off more than we could chew. We're like, I don't know, we're going into this thing with no ending, and then we have to start eliminating pages throughout it.
Well, a little background is, while on this trip, we tried to fit in a short film along with what, maybe like
20 videos,
yeah, 5 to 10 other separate videos. So at this point, we're already pretty tired and trying to finish this short in a day.
So shout out to Matt and John Lansing, for renting vehicles, cameras,
everything,
bringing the equipment.
Thanks, fellas, for funding the film.
$600 down the drain.
Well, when you make $2,400 a month, I don't really care.
But you paid for the experience.
Yeah,
you know
it, and it was.
No, I honestly, I mean, I think that film is not the worst at all.
No,
it's actually watchable. It
looks good.
No, even acting, dude. Like, honestly, like, I've seen some terrible things. I've worked on some terrible things, and honestly, like, no, like, yeah.
It was so good that you left it out of your cinematography reel.
Oh, damn. That's the shot, though. See, that's the...
that you shot.
Touche.
Yeah, it was, I mean, what was that? Didn't we wake up, like, stupid early?
5 a.m., 4 a.m.
Seth had to go to Starbucks for, like, the 8th time that trip.
I'm a coffee addict.
Yeah, and then the whole thing was slowed down by the drone.
Yeah, John lost his drone over the mountain.
Oh, yeah, getting lost up in the mountains.
He had to go.
John, great guy, crummy drone pilot.
Good thing he's not flying planes.
Just kidding, John. Love great, you, bud.
Great helicopter joke. That was always a classic. But no, some real behind the scenes. I think about half the day, me and Seth were at each other's throats. I was like, just, we were tired of each other. I don't know why.
Oh, I know why.
Maybe
Seth's a diva on set anyway.
If you don't give Seth, like, food at all times, he'll just get really cranky.
Well, speaking of food, when you're laying out the budget, don't forget about craft services.
I 100% agree.
we go into this gas station. I buy a couple of Reese's, big cups.
Big cups.
With Reese's cups, or Reese's pieces in them, right?
Yeah, I think so. They were supposed to be the prop for the film. Supposed to be eating some mushrooms at the campsite. Well, Seth just decides to eat them when the cameras aren't rolling.
So I have a question on that, Seth.
Okay.
Why did?
Why?
Yeah, why did you eat them? They weren't yours.
He got hungry.
They weren't yours.
You learned that in kindergarten.
You're right. It was a bad move on my part, but fuck, they just look so good. They were the big ones.
I got really mad. I was like, you gotta go buy some more right now. I don't remember what happened. I was in the back furious.
We're stressing out because we lost like an hour out of that drone thing. So yeah, we're trying to.
We're sitting on the side of a gas station trying to shoot a scene, and these two are going back and forth. And
I still think that looks pretty good, though, that outside the gas station, and I guess where you're just outside the window with the camera.
Oh, yeah, like the John and Seth talking?
Was it, didn't you, like, try to fake a heart attack or fake a seizure?
I was having heat neck.
No, I was having heat neck. There's some good lines in there.
That's what it was.
I just thought I'd go back in and buy you some more Reese's cups because I didn't want to get in a fight and end up in Cabazon County Jail.
I would have beat your ass.
Oh, okay.
Cabazon County.
You know
jail.
That I could, buddy, any day.
We don't even need to find out. We're friends, bud.
Yeah,
friends
be like two old guys fighting each other.
No, I used to always be like, anyone's bigger than me. Obviously, Seth, I just always wanted to kick his little ass.
A lot of inner anger towards me. I hope we moved on from that.
Yeah, but there was a lot of tension throughout the whole thing, and then when we finally...
Sexual tension.
It's sexual anger.
Was it we finally get to Joshua Tree?
Ugh.
What? You're not gonna find a camp spot here till like fucking May.
Well, we chose to do it on like whatever Memorial Day weekend or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, there's no spots available. Realize. You have to drive 2 hours into the park to find the last spot.
Which I was shocked by that. I couldn't believe how big the place was. But yeah, it took us like, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we found one spot.
Well, we also had to shoot the sunset part, too, not even knowing if we were going to get the spot.
That was pretty cool, actually, though, whenever we pulled off to the side of the road, went and like walked across up to that whatever, I guess you want to call it, little mountain cliff thing.
Yeah, whenever we're standing on the rocks, we just parked on the side of the road and just found a good spot and filmed that.
Grandpa Joe? It's like, you mean Grandpa Joe? You guys just smoke around him? Or something?
What's funny is that we rehearsed, too. Didn't you guys rehearse?
Oh, don't reveal that.
I never rehearse for my parts.
And it shows.
It shows, but...
Yeah, so we can tell.
I know.
No, and that whole time, at this point in the shoot, I'm in the back seat, like, full-blown panic attack. We're throwing pages out. The whole thing's not making any sense anymore. And,
Thought you were going to have a mental breakdown.
Dude,
the rest of that drive from there to the campsite, you were, like, suicidal.
It's like one of the five times I wanted to die in my life, for real.
You were, like, all the way in the back. So quiet.
I thought you were going to jump out.
Like, the quietest I've ever not heard you.
But we finally made it to a little spot.
The last campsite.
The last campsite. Got all our shit set up. Tried to just finish it out. I mean, I think the shooting of the stuff around the campfire, that shit was hilarious.
Well,
I don't know if the dialogue was, but the shooting of it was great.
We couldn't get the lines, I know I couldn't get the lines, and then you got poor John sitting in the crossfire of the smoke of the fire, just dying.
Oh yeah,
felt bad for him. So eventually, there's that shot whenever I think Seth takes me into the tent and pounds me. And then he takes me into the tent, and you can see John's pretending asleep. Looks like he's actually dead from smoke inhalation.
Seriously.
And then, I don't know, I felt like we got a good part of the campfire done, and then I think we started, like, getting fucked up, like, drinking some beers, sitting around the fire, enjoying the desert.
Seth getting sick. Eating
20 hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You ate a shit ton.
can you pass me another thing of chips?
Yeah. You guys are gonna make me work, then I'm gonna fucking
punch
myself
and gorge. Engorged.
I got some weed while I was out there, rolled up a joint, I smoked it, and I was the highest I'd been in so long because I hadn't smoked for a couple days before that. But I remember after smoking that, and then I was like, okay, let's go shoot something. And we go over to, like, these bushes, and that's when we shoot the shot of the figure. I don't know what you want to call it.
Slenderman?
Figure.
Like, hiding behind the bushes and film he's going to take a leak.
Oh, yeah. The old extraterrestrial.
I thought that shot was still really good, like the camera drops, all kinds of stuff.
I like that. It's a metaphor for don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. And then I guess I was high, and maybe you guys were tired. I think we all went to sleep.
Yep.
Sleeping in those goddamn tents I have one $8 fucking blanket from Walmart. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, don't worry, fellas. I'm going to go sleep in the car.
Sorry, it wasn't in my budget.
Good night.
$600 camera or fucking $8 blanket?
Budget.
Take your pick.
Sleeping with our shoes on. It was probably the coldest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, I think, I agree. And I was already sick going into that trip. And I got, like, I remember getting Seth sick.
Yep. I was sick, all right.
I fly to fucking Denver. We meet up at Denver. And then I just come up to you with fucking snot ass nose. Kleenex is everywhere.
Like, sorry. Like one of those little kids with their runny nose and they're wiping it everywhere.
Oh. But with Sunrise, then what? We fell asleep. I think we woke up super early, like 4.
3 a.m. 3 or 4 in the morning.
And then just came up with the ending where Filmies runs over Seth.
Yeah. And then I was kind of freaking out because there was absolutely zero service in that place. And I think we were filming that. That was a Friday morning, and I was supposed to be at work. I told him the day before I was sick, and then I was going to text him early that morning and say, hey, I can't come in again. I'm sick. So we got out just in time so I could text and be like, hey, I'm not coming in. I'm sick / driving back to Matthew's house. So.
The part where I got run over by a car, that was Nick D writing his desires and translating them into film.
Oh, yeah, that's what that was. Yep.
Everything you could ever hope for.
So, I love you, buddy. Love you, buddy.
So I think that's I think that about does it for that. I can't think of any.
Yeah, 2 years to edit. Good job, Nick.
2 years to edit.
And then we still had the podcast, and then we got to put it up now.
And then we still had to do all those movie hunting videos and stuff after.
Dude, that was the next day after that, because we got back to your place, and I don't think anybody slept. I think we'd all just showered and went back out.
Yeah, it was a very busy weekend, and the quality of those videos shows for sure.
Yep, it was quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Nick said, bit off more than we could chew.
While we're on the topic, though, I mean, we got to cover the short films. You know, Perception, Filmies and Matt, that was the
OG.
Yeah. Made me buy a camera.
Well, the best thing we can say about that is that I think it jump-started all of us into making stuff. Yeah. That's about it.
It definitely gave me the, at the time, the motivation to try and fucking create something.
Yep.
Yeah. And then after that was what, Dark Hour?
Dark Hour.
And then we did Dark Hour. If you watch the thing, I was clearly obsessed with, like I've said before, The Shining, Donnie Darko, Eyes Wide Shut at the time. Yeah.
I really enjoyed Dark Hour, though.
I rewatched
Jack Nicholson's,
and it's still
Jack Nicholson's performance in The Shining really shines through in my performance of Dark Hour.
Dude, it's
you mean
weird,
him
though,
now, or?
People still bring that up, like the guy that left the voice call we're talking about. I do remember him tweeting me like pictures of the bridge like a couple years ago. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Like, what?
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
That's pretty awesome. Cool, man.
And I mean, what, we shot it in 3 hours? Like, it wasn't...
Oh, yeah. It was like 4 a.m. to fucking, what, like before 8?
Yeah, it was like, I didn't say, well, I think that evening's when we started shooting the...
Yeah,
the hammer scene.
Remember then? You had to take us out for breakfast because that was your craft service.
Oh, that's nice,
dude. That I think that spot we went to was pretty fire. Actually, I can't remember what it was. What was
Quad City Pancake House?
Yeah,
was that where we went the last night we were there?
Yes, where
or the last morning.
Okay, so yeah,
that was good.
Twice.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, and then. No wonder Seth doesn't make films, because he'd have to provide craft service.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
That's it. That's the reason.
Shout out to Brandon Christoph, though. Friend of the show, friend of mine. He was part of the short film we made. Me and him rode out there to Seth's.
He was Horseface, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Horseface.
He was Horseface.
What did it mean?
Sad, dude.
I do love the fact that you had like a behind the scenes video of that too.
Yeah.
We went there the night before and all that. It was fun. Yeah.
I almost had a stroke that night.
Yeah, because your transmission? Your transition?
I thought my transmission failed.
Was it that night, or was it when we were shooting the scene where you pull back into the parking lot of the apartment?
Did we do that? Oh, that was before we went to the actual bridge, right?
Oh.
Were you driving home
I think
from
we,
the
I
bridge?
Think, I think I showed up that night. We went to Hooters.
That's right.
And then me, you, and Brandon took a trip to the bridge. And I want to say we shot that night shit later on, but I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember, man. I had a headache and...
Well, I'm glad I'm glad we have the video footage of a little bit of that freak out.
That was fun, though. And I still love the poster to that. Like the thumbnail, you know, for Dark Hour.
So great.
Yeah.
Just that the bridge makes it, everything was great. Remember, it's in the behind the scenes, though. I'm like, all right, Seth, fall down on your knees.
That part's a little bit rough.
Shaky finger.
Shaky elevator finger.
That's when he's pressing the button in the elevator.
Is it? Yeah, it was good shit, though. Yeah, that's good. And what's the backstory in that, Seth? We had to show up there. Was it 5 or 5:30 on the dot, the doors automatically would unlock?
Yeah, well, we knew there was hours where it was locked because we checked the night before, but the only question was, is the door going to automatically unlock, or are we going to have to wait for someone to come and open it up, you know? Mm-hmm. Luckily, as soon as the clock hit, like, 5 a.m., you know, it unlocked, and we were the first ones there, so we could shoot the shit quick and then get out before the crackheads came up there.
Nice. I think we did see one of them. Brandon's wearing fucking...
Yeah.
Costume.
Fucking night security guard Brandon's prancing around in a horse mask.
Oh my god.
I still have that mask. It's like, it's been in, I don't know if you guys know, I had that Home Alone backpack to Chicago with me, oh, but it's been in that backpack ever since, for like years.
Hold on.
It's like the Halloween like the original, 2 mask.
That's like the original Shatner. Yeah, it's like the original Shatner mask.
Yeah.
Shatner.
I still have don't the, count I still have Dark the Outer, mask.
Don't count Dark Hour 2 out yet.
Mm.
Oh. Reprise.
Fuck yes.
Wow, now you've teased it.
Uh-oh.
Just so you know, though, now I've got some credentials under my belt. It's going to cost you, so.
No, just a Reese's.
No, can I Matt, smoke in camera again?
Couple Reese's.
Oh, dude. Every time. Matt, talk about some of the stuff that you've done, though.
After that was Departure, right? So, yeah, Filmies so. Came out. And after seeing...
Showered with my clothes on.
Yeah. No, after seeing Dark Hour, I was very impressed. So I was like, oh, shit, I have to make something now to compete with that.
The thumbnail for Departure, amazing.
Yeah, I'm actually... That's a good picture. Honestly, like, I like Departure a lot.
Departure's great. I really enjoy that one.
I really
considering that we only had... I mean, we had longer than you guys had, but, you know.
Filmies is wearing that Phoenix Sun shirt. Am I right? He's in the shower.
Yeah. And my jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Remember my jeans?
Oh, were the whose were
mine.
Those? Oh, my God, yeah, and they didn't even fit.
Nope.
Boy, I tell you, there's been times in my life when I've been sad and depressed, and I've never gotten the shower fully clothed.
Well, don't blame Matt. It was me. It was a creative choice by me that failed miserably.
You know Matt thought that was a shitty idea, too, and he brought it up. You're like, I gotta include him.
He could have told me that was not okay. And I would have been fine with it. It's his film.
Okay, bud.
Yeah, but Departure, that was a good time. Departure was a good time filming that with you and John Lanting.
Oh, that's right, yeah. John what, came out, played your brother.
Came after that?
Played your brother.
Yeah, all right, little bro.
It was the only two gingers I knew.
That was the
film. Is that the only
infant.
Time you guys played brothers in a movie?
So far.
That was the film with the infamous stretched headshot.
I bit off.
What about Sunrise? You guys are brothers in that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I bit off more than I could chew in terms of the anamorphic look, and I got shit for it. And that was, and you know, but I'm actually
by our mistakes.
No, I'm proud of that movie.
It's good.
Yeah,
yeah, I like it.
Got Even you though, an IMDb credit.
It sure did.
Anybody was can that, get one of those.
Remember that was like a thing. Look at
please IMDb. Give me on IMDb, please.
Yep, I'm still waiting for Filmies to add that room 230 or 242.
Room 230.
242. Keep room waiting. 240. Keep waiting.
Yeah, why don't you add it?
Wouldn't want to interfere with your busy life.
Well, can't you add it?
You're the director.
I'm gonna look you're up Seth on IMDb. Right
you're
now.
The talent.
Look it up. There's some credits there, baby.
No, I want to
know who played the man in Dark Hour? That's me.
The
that
man.
Me. Oh, the elephant man.
Huh. He's the retarded policeman. That's me.
Wow, you actually do have it.
Is it? Is I'm going to be picked the Dark Hour photo. Yeah. I'm smoking a cig.
Come on.
He has my dead one. Eyes in that.
Let me get in one of those films you do, bud. I'll do it for free.
No, we know you'll do it for food.
I'll do it for food. I know Dustin's all about that budget shit. If he doesn't have to pay a guy to be
okay,
in there,
so funny, funny thing, there's a guy who's going to be in Blood Beast, and his name's D.T. Carney. If you look him up, he looks like fucking Seth, but older. So
that's
I wanted
real
to use.
Up. Why don't you sign Seth? You sign a lookalike.
Yeah, how can Let's Seth see. Look any older?
He looks like Seth 10 years ago.
Holy fuck.
Benjamin Button.
But yeah, he could play young. Seth could play young DT.
That's nice. Don't just sign Seth. Sign or fucking get a guy a knockoff. Fucked up.
You are the knockoff of Seth.
Good stuff though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun hanging out with John and Filmies and shooting that stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Well. Speaking of John, I think we got a little voice question from him, or a voice message from him. So why don't we take a listen?
Hey guys, this is John Lansing, aka Ginger Twin, aka Timothy Busfield. Over the years, you know, whatever you guys want to call me. Just wanted to say it's good to have you guys back for the 5-year anniversary. It's been a hell of a ride. Thank you for all the quality content you guys have put out and just all the good memories. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Adios. Yeah.
John. Man. What a guy.
Great dude.
What a guy.
Me and him still text back and forth every once in a while. You know, he asks me how the kid is and stuff like that. Talk about movies.
Father chat.
Yeah, pretty
daddy,
much.
Daddy chat.
Daddy chat.
What kind of diapers you buying? Oh, cool.
Parents' choice.
What have you been watching?
Kroger.
Toy Story for the 30th time this week. Wow.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he gets it.
No, John watches a lot of stuff, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
He forces his kid to watch what he wants to.
He's like, we're watching fucking Irishman. Shut up.
He's the alpha in the family.
Yeah, I can't get my
I thought you
not
were
even
dead.
2-year old to sit through Taxi Driver yet. But...
What'd you say?
Me?
Yeah.
I said I can't get my not even 2-year old to sit through Taxi Driver yet, but I'm working on it.
Gotta force him.
Gotta work your way up. You Raging Bull.
Serbian films.
Salo.
How far John Lanting, he originally just listened to the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And didn't Matt, you and him form some kind of relationship? Like, you guys had
Well, he
out?
Was, I mean, usually the people that listen to us are kind of towards you guys, right? Maybe Midwest, East Coast.
Hillbillies.
England.
The Blue Tubes. But no, John was like about an hour away from me. I was like, oh shit, he seems normal. Like, meet up.
Yeah, he's probably the most normal person.
At this point, Matt would like to announce his next film will be a collab with Billy Meacham.
Billy Meacham. What was that one? What do we always used to say to that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Guys, I gotta go. I just got a truck.
Oh, no. Levi.
What is it, Christmas?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Blue Shell.
This is a 1999 VHS of Santa Clausy.
Santa Clausy.
It's going to be a review of my mom's cheeseburger.
Yep. Great Stanley Bubba. Glad we could all try it.
Here's a review of French fries.
Jeffy, this is for you.
Some good shit.
What's going on, Blaze? Foo view here.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like
was a
restaurant
I was asking you guys the other day what YouTubers you guys watch now. I remember back in the day, Running on Empty.
Oh.
Food reviews. He's still around.
Running on Empty. I think he already hit his peak. He's starting to put out some pretty shitty content now.
Yeah, I like my peep this out, my E&K. Oh.
One of my biggest regrets in life is not knocking on his car window.
I can't believe we saw him.
God, how weird would that put in?
So, hey, I just happened to be driving by and noticed that you were filming.
Hey, where's your mail order bride?
Carol Gigi.
She was in the car.
That guy still does reviews and, like, eats the food straight from, like, when they give it to him. He doesn't disinfect any of that shit. I'm like, you're going to get it, dude.
How do you disinfect food? You spray with Lysol?
Well, no, like, I mean, like, okay, if they give you a plastic cup, you wipe it down. You don't just, you know, that shit.
Filmy's gradually returning to his old smart-ass ways.
Yeah. How do you disinfect food?
Filmy's, would you just shut the fuck up? You peanut brain.
Peanut butter pull-apart brain bread. Peanut
butter macadamia nut.
Peanut butter pull-apart brain bread.
Dude, listen to older shit is, I mean, sorry, Filmies, but it was so funny how you were always the butt of everything.
Oh, I was, and I know at first I didn't take it very well. I would get pretty defensive about it.
Oh, I was like, he's probably clenching his fist right now. He's upset.
Younger brother always gets bullied.
Yeah, I get it. Now I run this shit, so.
It's because I let you.
Because you don't do anything.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Seth Talks Film is mid-retirement.
That's true.
Mid-retardedment.
That's fucked up, bud.
I'm sorry, pal. I gotta see you at work tomorrow. Well, that about wraps it up for the questions. What did you say you wanted to talk about, Nick D? Was there something?
I'm not sure. Now you're got me on the spot.
Well, we could do some figured... criterions for old time's sake.
Matt's like, holy fuck, I want to get off here.
This is part three. No, I'm just waiting for my shit to cut out again.
Two, part three.
Well,
Filmies, criterions. Take it away, bud.
Did I ask you guys already? You guys collecting still? Or, excuse me, you buying Blu-ray still?
I'll do the criterions, but I haven't bought like a new release or anything.
Yeah, I just picked up Cloverfield 4K.
Wow. That's not a new release. Even a good release.
Sorry, the Cloverfield monster didn't have a fucking lightning bolt in his forehead. Fucking broom shoved up his ass. It's classic scumbags humor.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, you boys still buying the sweet blues?
That's it. I told Filmies, you know, we was talking about that Trump money. Everybody got a check. I bought that Uncut Gems.
Oh, God. Julia Fox.
Man.
Badass.
Julia Fox.
That is a most chunky Blu-ray chunk. I bought, though.
Chunky peanut butter.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, that's
a
good movie.
I'm not a fucking athlete. Do you like fucking way?
Do you like that movie or do you like Good Time better?
I like Good Time better.
Same.
Myself.
Same.
You know, I've seen Good Time probably 4 or 5 times. Uncut Gems twice. I'd still go towards Good Time, but Uncut Gems. I mean, those guys are fucking made two great films.
Oh yeah. Did you guys catch the short film with Adam Sandler?
Yeah. That's pretty interesting. I liked it.
I didn't get it.
It was very odd. Well, I guess they, years ago, they did a very similar short film where one of the Safdie brothers played the Sandler role, I think.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like a remake, I guess. But
well, I'd like to see Benny Safdie do some more stuff in front of the camera.
Well, I want to see their other films, like their first films he's in it, isn't he? He's in a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that short film. I know a bunch of short films before any features that he was in.
Oh, maybe it was just shorts then.
Yeah. Adam Sandler is good old Howard Ratner.
Yeah.
their older stuff is either on or going to be on the Criterion channel soon.
Wow. Oh, they're bred for Criterion. Criterion. Oh, yeah.
This is how I come.
That's it. Like, I mean, I don't know when you guys started collecting. I probably about 2009, 2010. When I started really collecting movies.
Yeah, probably about 12 or 13 for me.
I'm proud of my collection.
Me too.
It's like my life's work.
Well, I wish I could look at mine.
Oh, yeah.
Is yours still displayed? Like, Nick D, you have yours displayed still?
Mm-hmm. You know, the cool thing about my collection is that it's displayed in 3 different states across the U.S.
Very cultural.
All in storage. It's like
a traveling museum.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't even have those shelves anymore, right, Seth?
No, I sold them. Damn, when I moved, I sold them on Facebook. This fucking fat fuck came waddling into my apartment. And I regret it because I had all these movie posters and I knew I wasn't going to take them with. I'm like, man, you just want these posters. Really?
Really?
Fucking gave them Goodfellas, Jaws.
And Foolish.
Wow.
The biggest mistake of all.
Framed?
Cloverfield. Yeah.
You gave them to him framed?
Framed.
Oh my
so,
God.
if you could, would you change the way you did things as far as moving?
Oh, I definitely would. Definitely. It was a disaster. I would have rented a U-Haul like I was going to and put all my shit in it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's just too expensive. But I got 25 saved up, 25,000.
Now it's just a shell of what it used to be.
It's only 75,000.
A word of advice to you listeners out there. Don't ever buy a vehicle from the Mexican swap meet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Could
have told you that.
Yeah, I remember that stuff.
Fucking $4,000 for a car with a broken engine.
You listen to one of the dumbest people we know.
Well, you know, life's about risks.
You're not a risk taker. You're a
life
fucking athlete.
Life doesn't give you bumpers, fucker.
Life moves pretty fast.
What's that from?
You don't look around a while, you might fuck up.
You were so pissed about that, too.
Life moves around pretty fast. You don't stop to look around, you might be hanging in your closet.
Rip Robin Williams.
You guys are sick.
Dude, I do like, I mean, I catch the podcast every once in a while. You guys continued on, like, deaths, you know.
Speaking of
this week,
speaking of, we forgot to talk about Irfan Khan.
Oh my,
my god!
I don't know why I said it so excitedly, but
yeah,
Irfan Khan.
Because you know what Seth is gonna do.
I didn't understand why everyone's like, "Oh my god!"
Well, bro, have you seen an Irfan Khan performance?
Bro,
a couple.
He was great in Jurassic World.
Bro, literally,
Life of Pi, The Namesake, the great Cal Penn film.
Oh,
Darjeeling Limited.
Dude, Irfan Khan, Bollywood legend.
Legend?
How many of his Bollywood films have you seen?
I'm working on it.
Bollywood enthusiast?
Gotta get through the Jason Biggs filmography first.
Amateur night, anyone? Look, all I know is he was easily the best part of Jurassic World. He should have been like the next John Hammond, but they fucked that up. And
Indian John Hamm, not gonna work.
John Hammond.
Is he Indian? What is he?
Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus. Some cinema lover you are.
And no regrets.
Let's not forget about his amazing performance in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, I think we forgot.
I like the movie. I love the movie, honestly. That score. I love the food.
It's great.
Richard Parker.
So Richard fucking Parker.
I was really torn up about that.
At that ending little monologue he has about Richard Parker leaving.
That's great. Good.
It's a bigger loss than Max von Sydow.
He was in half the movies that Max was in.
It's not about the quantity,
you're
first dummy.
Name basis, so.
Max did all these
Max.
Movies.
Max. It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. Well,
Nick Cage was in a lot of movies. He sucks.
You only named three that Irfan was in.
I'm sick of you.
Well,
can't get away from me, bud.
But then again, he was so young, too, you know? Who knows what he would have done?
Yeah, that really sucks. 53, right?
Yeah,
that was shitty.
Cancer. It's fucked up.
It happens.
And then I had also read that... And then I had also read that his mom died like 3 days earlier. So it's just a shitty situation all around.
That's bigger than fucking Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher.
Rip.
What's his mom's name?
Doesn't matter. It was his mom.
Who was it? Debbie Reynolds.
Doesn't matter.
Sorry, if Mrs. Khan was in Singing in the Rain, then maybe she would have mattered.
Irfan Khan.
I'm singing in the rain. Like I'm singing in the rain.
Rip, bud.
Rip. Are you guys do you guys want to wrap it up?
I think so. It's going to be a 10-hour episode.
10-hour editing episode.
Yeah.
I definitely want to, you know, shout to the Slacker Media YouTube channel. I appreciate you guys, you know, let me be a part of this.
You
fucking love you guys. We go, it feels like I've known you guys my whole life. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
You fellas, both Nick D and Matt, you guys helped create the shit. Big part of it. We wouldn't be doing it still if you guys never were there to start it. Glad you guys were able to hop on and, you know, catch up, let the fans know that you're still alive and the door is open.
Kicking the heroin habit.
You know, anytime you guys want to hop on and be a part of an episode, you know, it's the invite is always there.
I definitely would love it. I feel like there's so much more, you know, old stuff.
Of course.
That we could always touch on and have a good time talking about.
Of course. Matt, not so enthused. But,
nope. Not staring at the wall.
I'm more annoyed. This is the third time I've had to restart this fucking thing. But no, I mean, you know, thank you guys. I've had a blast. And
fake fucking ass.
We've all you would slept know. With each other.
Could you at least pretend
it's good to catch up
to have emotion?
It's good to catch up.
Matt, when you launch a Kickstarter for your film, come on, and you know you might get 2 donations from the show.
One from Nick and one from Seth.
That's it.
You guys and still have any Charlie. Scumbags merch?
I don't
or,
know.
Wait, you guys never got any?
I never
right?
bought any.
Oh,
nah.
We've been talking about making a new logo for 5 years.
Yeah, so you just cut me out.
Scumbags T-shirt upstairs.
Yeah, let's just get rid of this one.
wait, what?
The logo. I thought you were going to make a new one, but you're like, let's just take Matt out.
Well, but, you know.
It's easier. No, I mean, I get it. I just thought you were going to come up with something different.
No, it's.
We did. There was one less person.
Yeah, no fedora.
How do you think I felt when I was erased?
Well.
Hey, but I would have done it too.
No, yeah, I totally get it.
And I want to do touch on this. I feel bad for Liam. Like, I really do regret it. But, I mean, I get you guys probably like, fuck him.
Well, I literally told you to fuck off, and for that I do apologize.
Yeah.
I mean, we were younger, dude. Like, I don't know. I was going through, like, a midlife crisis in my mid-20s,
Was that before or after you knew you were having a kid?
That's before.
Oh, that was way before.
I feel like it was about... You know, like 4 or 5 months before I realized I was kind of a kid.
Yeah, I think it was. I think you were just in a relationship, and that was, you know, taking a lot of your time and other shit.
Yeah,
and
I
stuff
just,
and, you know,
like the one or Ryan, the guy that left the voice call, he said we were doing so much so fast all the time.
Yeah,
like it literally consumed my life at the time. I mean, I did nothing else.
This is
really
the shit that people want to hear.
Yeah, it's for real though. Like remember when we had the stupid idea to fucking, let's do 30 days of horror.
Yeah.
30
yeah.
videos, 30 days.
Let's give the audience
days.
What they really want, a splatter commentary of the great Corey Feldman film.
Fucking, what, 35 views and shit?
Yeah, you know, no. I mean, I agree, though. Back then, that's like, we were all just, you know, this was it.
That was, went to work. And then we talk to each other or we recorded something.
You know, I do this with filmies now, and we don't really care about the views. We just do it because it's fun. And there's no stress involved with it. So it's
right.
You know, it's a much different approach nowadays.
That's it. I was definitely... I fucking stressed about this shit all the time.
Right. I mean, believe me, you know, I wanted it to blow up, but it obviously never did. But it's fine, you know, because we just get on and shoot the shit and we record it.
Yeah.
Oh, this show still has fans... Guys that listen from the beginning, new people always coming on. It's awesome. Yep.
So, you know, it's good to be back on good terms with you fellas, and we'll see what happens in the future. But thanks for coming on for the 5-year anniversary.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Any closing thoughts, fellas? Filmies? Dad?
Dad? Yeah.
Want to touch my breast?
Dad? You want to watch
rule,
The Guest?
Matt, love your emotion.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Matt's Skype picture says it all.
Matt's
the same goddamn one. That's the same picture.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I haven't used Skype in fucking like a year.
A year? No, I'm talking about this is the same picture from Google Hangouts like fucking 5 years
ago. That's what I mean. Like I haven't changed the Skype photo.
Mine is like 50.
It's the same one for all you fuckers. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm bringing my fishing picture back.
Seth looks like he's taking it up the ass.
Maybe I was.
He does, actually. Boss Man Swamp.
I was all worked up from seeing the John Ritter grave.
That was before we saw it.
Well,
Bosh is a swamp here.
I was loose, yeah, for that, for taking it.
Well, fellas, what do you say we put it to bed?
Good night.
We'll make it happen. We'll make something happen again.
This is it. This is the end of the podcast. Surprise announcement.
I'm sure you fellas will. We'll be back on at some point. Hey, and you guys listening, you know, let Nick D and Matt know the show's better when they're here.
And then just remain always stay scummy.
That's right. And I'm going to put it to rest. This is episode 146, the 5-year anniversary of the Cinema Scumbags podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and as always, go fuck yourselves.